Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been hilarious during that coal miners track, coal miners song, to be able to hear you and Tess discussing your coffees in the background that you've got variously going in your bedrooms there. What have you got?
So I'm a Chemex kind of boy, just a 3-cup Chemex. So a really good way to start the day. I usually have another one around 2 p.m. because work is hard. Tess, what are you running over there?
I'm running a plunger situation. I've got a bit of a... I've got the leftovers of a bag of coffee from the cafe I work at on the weekends, which has been ground into plunger, plunged down with a bit of oat milk.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, you added milk. Now, you know me, I like my coffee black.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've seen you drink an oaty coffee before.
I want to stain my teeth.
Well, as much as I do love the coffee chat.
The mental image I have there is honestly scary.
As much as I do love the coffee chat, what is the TV show that we're talking about this morning, Sam?
So last night, because I want to talk about Tiger King, but I want you guys to watch it first. So we'll do that next week once you've watched it.
We will be talking about Tiger King.
Yes, we will. But last night I started watching Dave, which is this new TV series based on the life of Little Dicky, who is apparently a rapper that I've never heard of. Because I'm not really in the rap game. But
I think a lot of people would argue Little Dicky isn't necessarily in the rap game either.
Oh, right.
Hey,
ouch.
I'm just telling you what Twitter's said, so.
Oh, okay.
And that's the whole point. So basically, Little Dicky is like this Jewish rapper who wants to be different, and he raps about his own penis, which is apparently super deformed, which is a through line of the show.
Oh, my God.
But it opens on him going to the doctor and explaining his malfunctioning genitalia. But the show itself is quite funny. Like, it does this thing where it's sort of very dry, like, no punchline kind of humor, just like people talking over each other, roundabout conversations. And it's the type of humor that I quite enjoy. But I feel like I'd enjoy the show way more if I actually understood the rap references or the rappers that they have on the show or his story as a rapper. He plays himself as Dave, and then his hype man, Gator, is also on the show, and Gator is my favorite character. He is like this actual quite gangster rap kind of guy who played as hype man, and he's just actually a super sweetheart in the show, and I'm really a big fan of that.
I'm kind of intrigued because I have to say the way you started that premise there didn't necessarily make me think, oh, what a sweetheart, what a lovely sounding man, what a kind of wholesome TV show, but it kind of delves into that territory maybe.
Well, Gator has like an episode where it's focused on himself in episode 5, and that episode like kind of sold me. That's the most recent episode that's just come out, and that was like, oh, I want to know more about this character. He's quite lovely. He's really cool. But the show is quite invested in the culture of rap and rap music and producing and making beats and stuff. So I feel like anyone that has an interest in that and has an interest in currently famous rappers would like watching the show. So like, it has YG featuring on it, Macklemore, Trippie Redd, Young Thug, Gunna, like all these rappers that I don't personally listen to, but I'm sure if you have a passion for rap music, you'd be like, oh, this is quite cool, and you'd actually like the show. It's kind of can be compared to Atlanta, but like I don't think it's as close, because this is like definitely like a dry comedy about a neurotic Jewish man who thinks he's the best rapper of all time.
So is it kind of a mockumentary, or is it like, how is it filmed? I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. Is it trying to be like a doco, or is it trying to be like a narrative story, or what's its kind of vibe there?
It's definitely like a narrative story, sitcom-y kind of thing. But it does, I think Lil Dicky's humor and what he tries to be with rap, from what I understand, is someone that takes the piss, and the whole thing is kind of taking the piss of itself, and he's taking the piss out of himself.
Is it kind of for fans of Sacha Baron Cohen, maybe?
Definitely like that kind of dry humor. It's definitely just like, it's a weird one, because it's like obviously quite like laddie bro humor as well, because like dick jokes kind of wear thin after a while. I think that's my biggest complaint, is that I've had enough of like 5 episodes of dick jokes, and like that's all he raps about in the show.
Okay.
But there are like, it's kind of like weird situational humor where you're like, how do we get into the situation? How do we get out of it?
Yeah.
Like I think in the second episode, he has to rap at a boy's funeral who was like a big fan of his.
Oh my God.
And he's like, only knows how to rap about like his own penis and like weird, funny topics. So he has to like figure out a way to rap for this boy's funeral about this boy. And that's quite awkward and confusing and weird. And then episode 3 is all about his sex life with his girlfriend and how he deals with that with his malformed genitalia.
So this sounds like very much an acquired taste of a TV show.
Yeah, I managed to get through 5 episodes last night because they're only half an hour long. I don't know if I'll finish the show, but I think there's an audience for it. And like, I've had lots of friends of mine who obviously have some stake in the rap game, and they're like, this is quite funny, like, this is quite cool to see, like a comedy version of the musician lifestyle that we all go through. Because like, obviously, if you're in the studio, like making beats with people and, you know, making music, this is something that you could kind of relate to and like see yourself in.
Yep.
But for me, I'm kind of like, I have the musical ability of a dying animal, so it's not really up my alley. But I enjoyed the show and it made me laugh a few times. So
okay, well, that's good.
It's definitely one to try out.
If you feel like you need some base level humor to just brighten your morning right now, maybe that is the show for you. What's it called again?
It's called Dave. And I think like very just regular, not to do with anything in the world at the moment kind of TV shows are what I need right now. So it was a nice little break in the constant barrage of media we're getting.
Definitely.
I definitely think some people are going to really enjoy this. I think I enjoyed Tiger King way more, so I can't wait to speak about that next week once you both have watched it.
Yeah, so Sam set us homework, me and Tess. He said we have to watch Tiger King because it's this Buck Wild documentary series, apparently, that I've just seen the whole internet, you know, raving about. But I haven't actually watched it, and apparently we need to see it to talk about it.
It's definitely Buck Wild. I like that use of that term. Like that's a good way to describe it. And it's one of those shows that you can't review without spoiling everything in it, so I want you guys to have watched it before we review it.
Right,
okay. BFM listeners as well, if you're going to tune in next week, please watch Tiger King so we can all chat about it on the text machine as well.
Okay, have you seen any of it yet, Tess?
No, I haven't yet.
All right, that can be this week's homework for you and me. Hey, thank you very much for that, Sam. If people want to watch Dave, where can they go?
It's on FXX, so it'll be on Neon at some point in the coming year. Or, you know.
Dot, dot, dot. Hey, lovely to chat to you, Sam. We miss you in the studio, but I hope your ISO bubble's going well.
I miss you all so much as well. My ISO bubble is tight.
Tight.
There's no one coming in. There's no one going out.
Nice. That's the way it should be. We will speak to you again next week about Tiger King.
Okay.
Cheers.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM. You are.